Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Talking to Big Pharma, whistleblower, also a whistleblower on things she witnessed in the Bill and Melinda Gates, $80-plus billion secretive foundation that's funding and financing basically human guinea pig trials all over the world, from how she described it, basically a foundation front. And it's also tax-free for them. They're basically spending like Ted Turner did. He's actually made money by going tax-free with his money now about 9 years ago to the U.N. Their money is now tax-free, and they use the principal on it to finance and fund what they're doing. So basically, you have Microsoft Fortune moving into biotech, but she was describing the secrecy, the makeup of it, secret facilities, secret meetings, and that never bodes well. That's always a red flag. Please continue.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing to identify who they are, and a friend of mine who's a works in a biotech company in downtown Seattle, and you know what company it is because it's got huge letters all over it. There's some sort of compound going in down there, but normally how if a building's going up, it's like soon to be Best Buys or something. There's nothing on this saying what it is or what it's about or anything. So it's almost like a red flag. Well, it's probably one of the Gates foundation compounds or whatever. So they have buildings sort of everywhere, but they're so nondescript, you wouldn't know who or what they were. You could think they were an insurance firm or something. There's just absolutely no identifying markers anywhere. Or, if you go to the Microsoft campus, there's huge Microsoft letter, it's Microsoft and stuff. But this is like almost like, a CIA building or something like that, where they're not going to say what it is. They just don't say what it is. I mean, it's totally nondescript and uber secure. So, and people who work in these buildings won't even tell you where they work. In different departments, they won't say where they're located. So, that to me was just totally odd, But the one thing I wanted to say about the Gates Foundation too is, like with the HPV vaccine and, being a woman, I don't want cervical cancer and I don't want other women to get it. But they are really uber pimping for, Merck and GlaxoSmithKline for their vaccines. I mean, it's pretty much a nonprofit front to get these vaccines in terms of money. I mean, that's multi millions of dollars for these big pharmas if they can get these programs in, too. It's not just besides, whatever eugenics policy they may have. This is a really good money-making thing, and they can get, like, all sorts of World Bank funds and other different organizations to
help. Let's be clear. The Gates Foundation isn't just giving money out. They're going out and getting IMF and World Bank money.
Yeah, I mean, through these different organizations, they bring in well, we can kind of talk about.
Do you want to get into the front group name they use?
One of the groups they use is PATH, and they also use different, like John Hopkins and things like that. But one of their main groups is called PATH, which is a very altruistic, nice organization. But at the same time, they're just another front way of kind of getting in into where they want
to. But
if
they're so altruistic, why does it have to be so secret?
I know. And, when you look at all the problems that happen to these people in third world countries with diseases and,
and people who've never been sexually active. They've done the medical studies. BBC have HIV and they've never been sexually active.
Yeah. And it's pretty amazing that they focus in on cervical cancer with all these vaccines because, cervical cancer is bad, but it's very treatable, and you would think a prevention program would be more cost-effective.
Stay there. Let's keep breaking it down on the other side.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got about 20 minutes left with our guest Cynthia, a whistleblower from inside the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation at very high level. I told her coming on they'd probably figure out who she is. She's, I guess, ready for that. They're trying to protect her anonymity. She left there recently because she just couldn't be part of it anymore. There's a lot we can't get into on air, but, you know, you've heard most of the basics of it. And I just wanted proof that she worked there. She sent me more than that. And, again, pretty much everything I saw, I went and checked out, and is available, different government reports. So it's not like super secret stuff. It's that it's all compartmentalized and broken up, and she was at a key level to be able to give you a big picture. Continue along the line you were on, and then other areas we haven't covered, let's cram it all in, and then give us your big overview about what's happening.
Okay. I kind of look at this interview as kind of like giving everybody kind of a 101 on pharma and the foundations and things like that and what's going on with vaccinations. But I think what I'd like to kind of cover is how these vaccination, basically, the Gates Foundation is everywhere. I mean, everywhere. The Caribbean, you name it.
They've got the earth carved up. You described it as military. Go, tell
them. Yeah, it's like regions, you know, and they go this region, that region, this region, and then they, you know, and there's a pattern to this. They have a conference, which is pretty much a legitimate, you know, conference, say, on cervical cancer, But, you know, if you look at all the underwriters, and if you go to, like, the Rockefeller Foundation, it's all those organizations that you've mentioned before that underwrite it, and Big Pharma underwrites it, and then they fly in these little, you know, health ministers and different people, key people in government in these third world countries, and wine and dine them and have them come to the conference and, you know, tell them how they should set up programs in their country for this vaccination and different things like that. So it's basically kind of on one level good that they're being informed about cervical cancer in women, but on another level, that's how their first level of staging, and then they go in and then they, you know, basically offer all these other little services. We'll build you a clinic. We'll buy you, you know, little scooters to go around so people can go to villages.
And then they describe to you how much money was spent on one meeting's alcohol?
like $12,000 for like a 2-day event. I was like, gee, I'd like to be the bartender there, you know.
Well, it's the same thing international groups do with, say, county commissioners. They all fly them up for, you know, $200 steak dinners 3 times a day and big shows and parties and 5-star hotels and everything's paid for. And then, by the way, we're going to give you campaign donations if you'll pass this to standardize zoning laws. I mean, it's just all about control. And remember, they don't follow the same laws. That's the point. They go to these African and other countries and they say, oh, we're going to give you scooters, give you money, give you these things. Just let us come here and test drugs that they couldn't test here in the U.S. or England.
Right. And I have another friend who kind of sets up these conferences and things like that. And a lot of times they'll pay for their whole family to come and different things like that. And then, you can't help but, you know, oh, they showed us a nice time. They let my wife come, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then you start to feel a little beholden because they, you know, in third world countries, if you show this kind of hospitality, you have to show hospitality back. So,
I've already had before the Air Force and people say, let us fly you here, 5-star, let us do this and that for you, come see this facility. And they do that to all the media people. You know, it's not like they're even targeting Alex Jones or come to Israel, you know, see what it's really like in the West Bank. And it's all part of influence peddling is what it's called.
Right. And then they get all these clinics built or little, they work on a very base infrastructure and, you know, kind of work up, but then they bring in kind of their key people from the region to be the overseers, and then they start their programs, and then they start adding what seems like a, you know, maybe a legit program like, you know, handing out, you know, mosquito nets or something, and then pretty soon you're vaccinating people. So that's kind of how they, you know, work their way in there.
And let's specifically briefly get into some of these vaccines. I mean, we're talking about a vaccine to go after a type of intestinal worm that, like you were saying, attacks its very DNA protein, and it's untested, and God knows what that's going to do to other proteins in the human body.
That's correct, and which is really odd because a lot of these parasites, you know, coming from a ranching background, you can just go to, like, Rancher Supply and buy a jug of ivermectin, you know, to worm your hogs or whatever. I mean, that's essentially what they're using is the human-grade version of that.
And that's what the health workers previously did. You just worm them twice a year.
Yeah, it came in twice, maybe sometimes quarterly. And, you know, that's a pretty good, effective intestinal wormer. But now they're saying, oh, well, why do they have to do that? Why don't we just give them one vaccine that will keep them from getting these parasites? And you're like, well, parasites evolve. Their protein coats change and things like that. So vaccinating somebody against something like that is kind of...
Plus, the worm is so similar. I mean, I'm not even a biologist, but I've read the reports when they've done tests in animals, and it is routinely causes all sorts of... You start messing with protein in the body with a quote, vaccine, to where the body, what, has an autoimmune response to it, or how is that working?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, how do you know that that protein sequence isn't like, you know, something your intestine needs or, you know, makes, and it's just...
Well, take Crohn's. Take Crohn's. Every major case of Crohn's, there's hundreds of studies on this, they find the measles antibodies from the vaccination impregnated into the guts, into the lining, and that's what's causing the autoimmune problem.
Well, and you don't know that if this protein isn't something like if you became pregnant or something, it would elicit a response and cause, you know, spontaneous abortion or fetal abnormalities to create, you know, so you would end up making antibodies against, you know, if you were pregnant or, you know, whatever, against the fetus. So it's really kind of a very suspect area. I mean, how do you know that it won't attack some sort of protein in your brain, start making an autoimmune response to...
Well, and like you said, in China now, where most of our vaccines are being made for the U.S. alone, they're making a whole bunch of different types at the same facility. And then there's all sorts of problems there. And they got in problems with regulators here, so they just moved to China. And then you talked about all the adverse health effects in these countries, and it's just covered up.
Right. And, this is kind of like tying into, you know, poison Chinese thing. I was asking a friend of mine who's an epidemiologist and a public health person who has worked at the CDC. I said, you know, when I was looking at, they give kids here in the U.S. like 17 vaccines. I said, why would anybody need a hepatitis vaccine unless you were going to live in a third world country where there's no plumbing or you've been exposed to hepatitis directly, like eating at a salad bar or something? And her thought on it was, coming from the FDA, you know, the CDC, the government there, is that we're getting so many contaminated products from overseas that they're preemptively vaccinating people because they don't want some, like, horrible hepatitis outbreak among people.
That's right. Don't tell Mexico to stop spraying human feces on the crops. Just give everybody a very dangerous vaccine.
Right. And, you know, and they're giving just little, you know, as an immunologist, giving a little baby that many vaccinations when your immune system isn't developed. I mean, I you don't know how many people I've told who have or are having kids and just are like, don't do this. And they kind of look at me like I'm insane. They're like, well, if it was dangerous, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, it is dangerous. Don't be vaccinated.
Well, it's been admitted the HP is very dangerous in babies, but then that's the really dangerous one they recommend for the newborns. I tell you, I mean, take Bayer. For over a decade, shipping out over a million, more than a million, ampules of Factor VIII, knowing they knew it had HIV and hepatitis in every shot, but they still did it. I mean, the mindset of these people.
Right. And, you know, even thing from the Red Cross not wanting to test for HIV, you know, and infecting people that way. So, a lot of it comes down to, you know, money, unfortunately. And
well, at least that's what they want us to believe. Oh, you know, we put out blood banks and then on purpose don't test the blood, knowing we're going to kill millions. Or, don't test for, you know, I mean, that is just incredible.
Yeah, and it's very scary how I had a friend who worked at Chiron, and I never could get them to admit to me what was so wrong with their flu vaccine, that it was so horrible. I mean, it had to be pretty horrible for them to pull it from the shelves. You know, when everybody was panicking, and then, you know, then I saw these little lemmings going, oh, I need my flu vaccine. You don't never get a flu vaccine ever. I would never get one. And I'm an immunologist. I would never get a flu vaccine. It's just so full of filthy particles from things called cytokines and virokines. And basically, to put it in layman's terms,
DNA
it's what
fragments.
Cells and viruses, no, it's also what cells and viruses poop out or excrete out, you know, like botulism, the Botox is actually bacteria poop, you know, that they're putting in people's heads.
Now you've given out a little bit more about what you do as a scientist. We might want to be careful, but specifically, maybe I should keep you longer to get into what's in the vaccines, but describe those again, the excreta of the viruses and bacteria.
Yeah, they're called cytokines or virokines, and basically they're the products that, you know, the cells are just like a human body. They eat, and then they reproduce, and then they also, you know, excrete whatever they poop out. And so there's all these weird little protein fragments and things that they excrete out. A good example would be a friend of mine had some soup sitting around. She goes, well, I've heated it up and killed all the bacteria. And I said, well, you've killed the bacteria, but that's not the toxic point. The toxic thing is what the bacteria have excreted into your soup.
Stay there. That's what gets you with most food poisoning, is it isn't the bacteria, it's their toxins. I mean, folks, that's what plaque is on your teeth. It's bacteria crap. Stay there. Just amazing interview, ladies and gentlemen.
today unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game. And if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it. Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right.
All right, we have research scientist on with us, an expert on vaccines. We'll just leave it at that. Top tier in the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation previously. And she's told me privately and basically on air that morally she can't really work for Big Pharma now. She's can't really work for Bill and Melinda Gates. I guess she's going to go into academia, back into that, or into government, but there's not that many jobs there because there isn't much oversight. And it's a revolving door there. Don't forget that over 100 million Americans, over 100 million, were given the SV40 cancer virus in their polio vaccine That is still going on, by the way, in the third world. That is shipped to the third world to be given. And it definitely has caused massive increases in cancer. So you know, we're here calmly talking about all this. But the big picture is none of this is by accident. Do you agree, I mean, being on the inside of this, and I even know at your level it's compartmentalized, that there is a method to the madness, or are you saying it's just, from what you've seen, absolute profit-taking?
I would say both. There is a method to the madness, and in big pharma, it's, you know, all about making a profit and cutting corners and getting from point A to point B to get your drug approved so you look really good to the stockholders. And if you're a small company, to get the big investors to come in and buy you out, or, you know, promote your clinical trials in your company and things like that. So, but there is a method. I mean, there is, you know, it's a very incestuous business. I mean, everybody, I mean, even with myself, I've probably worked for more than a half a dozen different companies, and in that time kept running into the same people sort of being recycled around, because it is very, you know, sort of specialized.
And you were telling me off air, but still got to talk about this, that ruthless people that would cover up bad vaccine reactions and things, they just go right to the top.
Yeah, the one doctor that the meeting I sat in where she was just like zip, 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 and making this drug look better, it wasn't a blinded study, was because we found out later the company was up for sale to a bigger pharmaceutical company, and they wanted to just sort of move this along so that when they, you know, sold out to the bigger pharmaceutical company, they would get more money and look more, you know, enticing to them.
And will it be too revealing to say what drug that was? Or
It's a drug that they no longer, it was a form of drug that...
Don't say it if it's going to reveal you.
It's going to reveal me. So,
but it did turn out. It did turn out to be bad. They couldn't cover it up.
Well, it turned out to be, you know, when I saw what she was sort of changing, it wasn't anything horrible. You know what I mean? It wasn't like she was moving like severe diarrhea down to moderate or mild. You know, it's just things like that. So they were still reporting it, but they were underreporting the severity of what was going on, and. So basically, when they finally did the final blinded study and different things like that, they found out it really wasn't very effective or really didn't do anything. But by that time, their company had sold to the bigger company, and she had been promoted for her actions to director, so, of the clinical research.
Let me give you a few more into the next segment, and we're going to let you go, but I want to have you back up for a part two. Why did you decide to go public? I mean, what finally brought you to the point of contacting InfoWars?
Well, I listen to you basically almost every night when I work on stuff. I have you on my little iTunes podcast. And, you know, I had been telling people this, you know, that I felt almost like, not so much like Dr. Mengele, because I'm not really shooting people up, but I felt kind of like the person who, you know, keeps the books and keeps the trains running on time. And, you know, the things that I've told you that we can't really go into, and maybe for a part two I can sort of ferret this out maybe a little bit without getting in too much trouble, but that there was just a lot of kind of abuse of how they ran the clinical trials, how people were being harmed, and kind of like, oh, well, we'll stop this and go here. There was a lot of, you know, kind of guinea pig testing of people, and ethically I just find that, you know, reprehensible. There's got to be straight protocols. I mean, there's needs for new drugs and vaccines, but not in the way, you know, people are doing it kind of haphazardly.
Well, that's how the rationalization works, you know, because my dad was at MD Anderson for a while doing some research stuff in college. And, you know, the argument is, well, if we kill some people, it's okay because we're going to find a cure for cancer, and so their deaths are all right. But then once you morally make the decision to be immoral, and my dad was low level. He never was. He was, you know, just there in college a little bit. He just witnessed it. Once you make that decision, if we can do anything we want, this is for a greater good, well, then it's a slippery slope, as they say, down into Hades. We'll come back with final comments from our whistleblower inside the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and Big Pharma, and your phone calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
on September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today.
We all need medical care. Science could literally unleash humanity for most of our ailments and diseases and make life so much better. And there's wonderful men and women that make up the world's medical community. But we also know about the Joseph Mengeles and the like, and we know about eugenics in Europe and the United States. And unfortunately, it has been taken over by big global corporations. Most of it was founded by them. And by eugenicists, and so that's why you see the carnage that you witness, a mixture of greed-filled executives that could care less, and then the geneticists that are above it. You also mentioned that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and Big Pharma itself is running worldwide DNA databases and saying, oh, yeah, while we give you, quote, some free vaccines that happen to be experimental in Africa, we're also going to take your DNA. Can you flesh that out for us and talk a little bit more about the structure, the secret of structure of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation?
Yeah. And first, Alex, you asked me why I'm on your show. First of all, you do have a wide audience. You're very receptive. Your audience is in the know. And I don't have to go over the basics of the basics of the basics. You know what I mean? So anyway.
Well, I'm flattered. Thank you for coming on our broadcast.
So I'll speak to that, but you know how you're talking about, you know, your father at MD Anderson and things like that. I've talked to my colleagues, and every colleague to a person said, and I almost couldn't believe this, said, oh, well, these people are going to die of something anyway. I mean, that was, I was actually a little shocked about that. So,
oh, really? What if it was their children? See, there's not that empathy.
No, and they're kind of like, oh, they're in bad, you know, dire straits anyway. So, you know, they're probably going to die anyway, so why not try to help them, you know? And to me, that doesn't justify, you know, sloppy protocols. And,
well, then next, and, hey, we got millions of ampules of something that has HIV in every shot. Everyone that's given this, because of the massive viral load, will contract it. It'll get past the blood-brain, you know, barriers. And just, you know, so what? Just let them all die. You know, they're hemophiliacs. They deserve to die.
Right. And so you're talking about collecting DNA samples. Yes, with pretty much when they come into different places, they do it for, especially with the HPV vaccine, they want to find out the incidence of, they're saying incidence of AIDS with people that they're giving that HPV vaccine with, too, to see if, you know, what the burden, the AIDS burden is. But it's also just collecting people's DNA samples, you know, and, you know, running them through to archive them. So if you're doing this worldwide, I can honestly say that I can't think of a country that they're not in except maybe North Korea. And, I mean, even, you know, but they do it a lot of times through, like, the World Health Organization. Like, they even work with, our, you know, evil Iran and things like that. So, you know, there's always, like, a conduit. But, you know, in big pharma and foundations and everything, everybody knows everybody. Everybody's worked for everybody. I mean, in one pharmaceutical company, one of the people at the FDA had worked with our president of the company before. So she got orphan drug status. I mean, it's like, you know, it's a very incestuous group of people. You would think it would be not, but it is.
When you look at the numbers, you're collating all these. Some African countries, you'll have 40-45% of the population with HIV, which we know is a cover for a bunch of other soft kill operations going on by some of the New World Order types. And, you know, you see Nobel Prize winners coming out and saying HIV is a bioweapon in Africa. You see African leaders saying it. And then I've seen BBC articles, I keep mentioning it, one a few years ago where they admitted, they said, you know, they tested thousands of girls and none of them had ever had sex. You know, they looked at their anatomy. And they had medical exams done and they said, but we don't know why then they all have who we tested have HIV. They never had blood transfusions. They never had, and they said, oh, maybe the health workers are using the same needles, but then you don't have as high transmission just with that level of the virus getting in. You know, it's a virus that is you need a high saturation to get high numbers of people contracting it successfully, at least with the previous mutations. So, I mean, just magically, I wonder how you're getting 40-45% in quite a few countries getting the HIV. I mean, what's going on there?
Well, you know, I'm not quite sure how they're transmitting a lot of this, but, you know, then you're presuming that these people actually had health care where they actually got stuck by a needle, which has probably never happened in their life, you know. So, you know, there could be some third transmission thing that could be putting in their food somehow, or, you know, who knows? They could actually be spraying stuff because they do a lot of spraying for different things around there.
Well, that's the thing. HIV is really a weak virus, as you know. I mean, what, it lives in the air
right.
for about 3 seconds?
I think, you know, it depends. You know, you can kind of encapsulate. It doesn't last very long. It only lasts, you know, like 5 minutes on a toilet seat or something like that. So you'd have to really work at getting infected, which you probably couldn't do. But,
like you said, on a toilet seat, you could live, say, in saliva, or live in some other excretia, you know, inside of the liquid. But, I mean, doesn't it, for those that don't know, oxygen is very corrosive. That's why it eats holes in steel, you know, over time. I mean, you're an expert in this. How long in open air, if it wasn't encapsulated, say, in saliva, would HIV live? Or you may not have those studies in front of you.
I don't have them in front of me, but, you know, I know it's something really low, like, you know, 10 minutes or something like that. And, you know, they found that people who live with people who didn't know they had HIV or whatever have used their toothbrush, and, you know, and you can be abrasive in your mouth with
Well, what
whatever.
Is it about more than half the time women that have HIV don't pass it on to their baby?
Right.
Not even making it through the placenta, yeah.
Right. And if you give certain drugs and deliver the baby a certain way, you know, you can avoid infection. I mean, a lot of times the babies will test positive that they've been exposed to the virus because there'll be antibodies in there, but they won't ever develop, you know, HIV or AIDS.
That's another issue. Have you seen the studies that it's much more damaging to those that have black genetics?
Yeah. And other kind of, yeah, it's amazing because you can have really basically race-based, you know, diseases. My feeling on some of this is, you know, they find out the genetic sequencing of certain things like certain diseases, and they're saying, well, we're looking for a cure, but you can actually maybe then give it to people to actually get that disease. So if you know what the sequence is.
Well, just so happens that Northern Europeans, and this is, again, mainstream news, don't have the protein binder that the HIV needs, or it only has one of them, but then they just came out and said, well, but Italians, because they had larger influences of Asian and, of course, I don't like to use the word Negro because the public's so dumbed down they think it's a racist term, Caucasian Negro, mm-hmm. folks. It's a scientific term. There's a lot of that bloodline in Italy, and so the Italians are many times more likely to contract it, say, versus a Finn.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think that's totally true. There's there's genetic predisposition to the certain kind of, you know, viruses and diseases. And, you know, like Kaposi sarcoma only happened in Italian men before the AIDS epidemic hit. So, yeah, it's very scary. And the one thing with the HPV vaccine, I think it's very odd that they picked this, you know, as a woman, yes, we want cervical prevention programs. And there's very good techniques to detect cervical cancer and very cheap techniques, just swabbing the cervix with acetic acid, which is basically white vinegar, and looking and seeing if any lesions appear visually. I mean, they'll just show right up. And so why not just do that? And they, recommend that four times in a woman's life in these third world countries that they have that sort of visual inspection. And that, to me, is a lot cheaper. They could bring them in for all sorts of other, you know, health things and breast cancer and things like that. But, you know, it supposedly, like, it kills between 250,000 and 500,000 women, you know, a year, which when you look at the huge population and all the different weird diseases out there, it's not really, and it's a very treatable disease.
Well, how many does we see? I mean, what do we see the mosquito-borne, you know, diseases killing every year? I mean, just one of them alone kills, what, 30 million people?
Right. And, you know, and so it's kind of like a very weird sort of, you know, vaccine to be promoting. To me, the incidence of it and the epidemiology of it and the, you know, demographics and stuff, like prevention programs and... You know,
that's right. What is it? It's less than 4,000 deaths a year from cervical cancer in the United States, and most of those have been drug abusers or extremely promiscuous. They're generally above 45 and have had a long-term viral infection, and it's kind of like smoking. You know, it just insults the cells over and over again. Well, it's the same thing with these warts and with these infections. It just insults the cells, causes a rapid rate of replication in the cells. And so the genetic code breaks down faster, and so you get a faster rise. And then I've seen all the studies about if they just go scrape it off, then you almost have zero chance. So it's basically a medical – I mean, you were telling me about the cheap testing with vinegar, but they won't
right.
allow that. They just say, let's just shoot them all up.
Right. And also in the U.S., I don't know why they don't – I know why they don't use it in the U.S. because it would be really cost-effective to bring women in and do this. But the doctors who own the labs won't get the money to have the, you know, skin cell scrapings and send them off to their cheap labs in Manila or something to be read by some technician. And when they can just do a very quick visual inspection, it would be very inexpensive.
For those who don't know, it's a fact. You put vinegar on the cervix and tell them what it does.
It basically, you know, how peroxide will kind of make your skin turn white. It kind of does the same thing. It's a it makes the cervix, if there's any kind of cancer on there, it'll, you know, you'll be able to see the round lesion or a weird cell. It's kind of like, I guess the only way I can kind of describe it is like putting, you know, hydrogen peroxide on there. And
it's like the black light bulb that police have to see if you've got gunpowder on your hands.
Right. And it just lights stuff up. It turns it white. You can see right there. There it is. You know, there's the lesions. And then you go in and have either your cryotherapy or, you know, have it scraped depending on, you know, how advanced it is.
But instead, millions of women and girls have now taken it just in the last year and a half of approval, and they're trying to keep it quiet, but it's come out in the mainstream. Huge amounts of deaths and adverse reactions, and it doesn't even protect you for but a fraction of the virus varieties.
Well, they said it was 80%, and now it's 70%. But then they still say you still have to come in for a cervical exam, so what's the point? And to me, they're not giving this to men. And men have just as many deaths from this kind of cervical cancer virus as women do. They have maybe slightly less. There's like 3,000 in women and 2,000 in men. So why aren't they injecting men?
Well, now they're pushing that. Well, what I don't understand is reading in the literature, it says that if you already have the virus, that it has a massive increase in developing the cancer if you take the vaccine. Do you know why that is?
You mean you have, yeah, because, you know, you've sensitized your immune system, and sometimes your immune system fights stuff off, or sometimes it actually jumpstarts whatever may be there or may come into your system. So it can go one way or the other. Normally it would, you know, prevent, you know, whatever, you know, the human papillomavirus, but once you, if the cancer is there or you, you know, are exposed to that and you start to have the cancer, it actually acts as a catalyst.
Mm-hmm.
So it sensitizes your...
Well, it's kind of like women will have a herpes flare-up when they're menstruating or about to have a child. It's stress-related, and perhaps that stress is... I mean, they don't say why in the insert. It just... I'm like, my God, if a large portion of women already have this virus and it isn't hurting them, I mean, it's something like 40-something percent. Why on earth would they ever come out with a vaccine where they don't test you before you take it to see if you have it? And if you do have it, it's saying it massively increases you developing the cancer.
Right. And, and yeah, it sensitizes you to the cancer and makes it, you know, the reason I can't answer this is a lot of things with the immune system, we just don't know. We don't know why. You know, people a lot of times develop arthritis or even lupus. So,
well, instead of using rhesus monkeys, we've now got people in the third world.
Right. And, you know, but the thing is, it looks like it's done under really excellent protocols and this and that. But, you know, there's just very lax structure and oversight in a lot of these countries. And it's, you know, it's very scary because you can just sort of, In third world countries, you can just say, well, we couldn't find these people, you know, to follow up with them. Or this
and
if
there's,
you know,
and if there's
what
deaths,
happens.
They just quietly shut down the study.
Essentially what they've done.
In closing, what is the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation going to do when they find out that one of their high-level people went public on air?
Well, hopefully, you know, I didn't tell any too many specific... I don't know. Hopefully nothing, or they may tell me to, if they figure out it's me, tell me to shut up. But
well, I doubt they're going to, I mean, that may not happen. The point is, I mean, just, you were telling me that just the most basic stuff, they freak out about anything being public, so I don't think this will please them.
No, and, you know, they're getting more and more consolidated. They're using less and less contractors. They're bringing things in-house now that they've kind of gone away from these, you know, they still do these very, you know, wonderful charity programs and stuff. But as they get into more things with pharmaceutical companies and more vaccines and
as
more
they
and
move on to the real stuff, project. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're basically closing up and becoming very secretive.
Well, we've also go ahead.
I was just going to say, I really haven't said anything to anybody out there listening that isn't public domain. I've just kind of pulled it all together here that you know, people don't know. People don't know that universities do this and this group does this and they're shilling for that.
What about studies with how to have, quote, vaccines or genetic engineering compounds that actively work on the host? That's incredible. Into fruits and vegetables, where because they're saying the Africans, you know, they don't trust us because they're ignorant. We're going to engineer it into the food. I'm sure you're aware of that stuff.
Oh yeah, and the one thing I wanted to say real quick about the HPV vaccine is the adjuvant they use to, you know, create the immune response to get the absorption going is aluminum. They're kind of moving away from mercury into aluminum. So that's in there. But yeah, there's a lot of genetically engineered food and all these things can pass through the membrane of the vegetables and stuff, and, you know, the only thing that can kill it is, like, irradiating it. So.
Amazing. Stay there. Let's do 5 more minutes, and I promise callers, Bob, Rod, Kathy, and others that are patiently holding, we're going to get to all of you coming up in the fourth hour and a ton of financial news as all of that unfolds. But I want to spend a few more minutes with our guest when we come right back.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665, and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, Cynthia, finishing up here. I tell the public that the federal government's going to put brain reading, and it doesn't really do that. It's so they can make it up and claim probable cause. You know, just as soon as their old lie detectors get thrown out of court, now they come up with a new quackery. And stuff that looks through your clothes and records your naked body, that's now going up on the streets. They're now announcing, oh, all those cameras put up for traffic by the feds, they're really Homeland Security, we're watching you. Well, it's the same thing with all these announcements going back over a decade of genetically engineered crops that have, quote, you know, vaccines in them. But then to even call them vaccines, it's really a genetically engineered trigger that then goes in and engineers things in your body. And then they admit that if they can just claim that it might help, say, do A, but they admit it, well, it might do B, C, D, you know, all the way down to Z bad. They just say, so what, we're doing it. And it just is amazing. And then they won't even approve some mainline drug for something else. It's just incredible.
Yeah, and, there was a recent article out, and people can probably Google it, is that in China with all this tainted milk, you know, everybody's up in arms, but the elite get their rice, you know, their rice patties from that are like mountain springs, and they have organic beef under strict controls and stuff like that, and then the rest of us are made to eat, you know, paint thinner. So it's very scary what they just are throwing crap into our food. And a lot of this is a big friggin' experiment too on certain levels, especially with genetically modified food. And for me, I make all my own homemade dog food. And
now, because a lot of the dog food's dead animals, other dead pets sold by the vets, put into these big vats called offal. So the word, yeah, that's awful, yeah, comes from. Awful means giant vats of rotten meat. And then they feed, yeah, rotten meat to cows. What's the scientific term for feeding something itself?
You mean besides cannibalism?
Yeah. There's another term my dad was using it the other day. But, I mean, when you're talking to other scientists, are any of them concerned? Or is it just kind of, so what, it's fun?
You know, the scary part is everybody's like, well. You know what I mean? It's kind of like they kind of laugh at me, too, because they're like, oh, especially a friend of mine went and got a flu shot. And I'm like, don't get a flu shot. It doesn't protect you against anything. It's going to make you sick. And she got the flu shot, and I had to go, ha-ha, for the next week. She had the worst flu. I've never had the flu.
Well, that's the thing is I have family, you know, not distant, but they're not, you know, it's like first, second cousins. And I'll explain. I'll go, the last 6 years, they haven't even gotten the mutation right for the proper flu, though they put three different types in, and they didn't believe me. And I showed them a mainline story, and they said, I don't care, I'm still getting it. And I'm like,
yeah. And they're always like a year off on whatever strain's happening, you know, and they just kind of throw this crap into a vat and kind of cook this stuff up. And so you don't know what kind of little weird particles are floating around in there. Or
well, that's right. All sorts of other things get grown in these vaccine vats, don't they?
Right, and all different kind of protein bits, and that's the scary part. You know, they talk about prions with mad cow and stuff like that. So you don't know what weird little bits of protein or viruses or cell particles.
Crystal structures.
Yeah, and nobody knows or have maybe even discovered them yet, so you don't really know what's going into
your
system.
I mean, so you've been in vaccine facilities where they're making it, or have you just worked with the studies?
No, I've worked with the studies, and I've worked in companies where we've gone in, you know, where they've made the vaccines with the yeast and stuff, because we used to get the yeast to make homemade beer, you know. So.
Hey, I hate to keep saying this, but can you do 5 more minutes? But I want to hear about what a vaccine plant looks like. I mean, I've seen pictures. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.